Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. I'm your host, Hidemi Woods. I read episodes from my book, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today I'm reading an episode titled Parental Affection. It's about affection I received from my grandparents, not from my parents. Parental affection. I had a dream about my grandparents last night and couldn't go back to sleep because I missed them so badly. Both of them have passed away, but they raised me when I was a child in place of my parents who were too busy working out in the field as farmers. When I lived with my grandparents, I didn't appreciate being with them, as they were strict, quiet, and boring, and I constantly missed my parents. But after I grew up and left my hometown, I realized how my grandparents regarded me and felt about me. Until they passed away, I had returned home once or twice a year. My grandfather would wait for me with an envelope that had some money for me inside, and my grandmother with my favorite food that she would have prepared and cooked from morning. She would wear, particularly for the day, something I had given to her before, to show me her gratitude. Those things were what I could never expect from my parents. My parents would be seldom at home when I returned, although my homecoming was only yearly and informed well beforehand. That was not because they were working. They would be out for shopping, or, at one time, they were even gone on a trip to Hawaii. They seemed to lack the sense of pining for and anticipating someone. Or they may have simply avoided me. Parental affection doesn't necessarily come from parents. In my case, it was my grandparent who gave it to me. My grandparents raised me, and when I lived with them, I really disliked them. They were so strict and disciplined and boring, of course, and so stingy. Missed my parents who were working outside, far from home, at the fields. They were not home all day long, so I missed them. Although my grandparents are around me all the time. were not friendly each other. I was tense in front of them because only a small thing I did wrong upset my grandparents. If I did the same thing in front of my parents, they wouldn't scold me. But my grandparents were extremely strict, so they always told me to do like this or do like that, so and so. I was so nervous and tense around them. But they influenced my characteristics so much because of their way of raising me. I am like this right now. But my parents were not around me so much. And they were like, I felt like they were my siblings, not parents, because they always, somehow, they were competitive to me. Their attitude toward me was competition in some way. They tried to compete with me for everything, such as when my grandparents happened to say good things to me, my parents are try to appeal to my grandparents how good they were. So they were, to me, they were not parents but siblings. And my parents are competing with me, and they regarded me as an arch rival or something. So they have just kept doing evil things to me. Lived with them, and still now they have kept doing they have tried to do harm to me. Can you believe it? They are still doing it. And I think, although I really disliked my grandparents when I lived with them, after they passed away, I really honestly miss them. They treated me very differently from what my parents did. I didn't recognize that that was their way of showing affection to me, but now I think I received so much affection from them. Well, such as, for example, when I got sick and in hospital for a month when I was 9 years old, and after I was released from the hospital, I still needed treatment at home. And basically, my grandmother cured my illness with her treatment in the house. She heard that tea from corn when you grow corn. Do you know they have hairy thing above the corn? And beside the leaves. And that hairy thing was effective for cure for my illness. And my grandmother heard it from somewhere, and she planted corns in the front yard of my house, and she made tea from the hairy thing from the corns every morning, and she made me drink it every day. It tasted terrible, horrible, awful, but eventually it cured my illness. And also, when I started my music career, I was constantly short of money for practicing in a studio. A rental studio cost quite high, and I couldn't afford it. And I was so my monthly allowances were disappearing fast for the rental studio, and I constantly short of money. And somehow my grandmother noticed it. When I was leaving for studio, she always gave me some money from the family wallet. So I think she was stealing from the family wallet for me and gave it to me. And I practiced with my band at the studio with that money. And one time, my grandmother was called by my mother, and she was so, my mother scolded my grandmother so harshly and banned to give money to me. Stopped giving me money, and she apologized for me for that. She said, "I'm sorry, I was caught by your mother and I couldn't give you money for studio anymore," she said. It was so funny. When I decided to pursue my music career earnestly, I left home for Tokyo. And it was my grandfather who allowed me to go. Although everybody else in my family opposed it. Because my grandfather told me that I could go, I could leave the house and go to Tokyo for music. My parents couldn't say no anymore, because my grandfather was the ruler of my family. So my parents had to follow my grandfather's decision for everything. So my move to Tokyo was one of the decisions, the decisive thing that my parents couldn't have a say. So it was my grandfather who let me pursue my music career. After those years, although my grandfather let me go to Tokyo, as he got older and weaker, he started to regret his early decision, and he wanted me to come back to succeed the family in the house by living with them. And although it was he himself who let me go, he began to ask me to come back. On one of the visits to my hometown, my grandparents' house, my grandfather asked me to come back, and I said I couldn't, I can't come back. didn't come back even after I passed away. I would be so I would stand on your bedside every night as a ghost, as a small revenge. So if he said to me, if you don't want to see a ghost of me every night, come back. If you don't come back, you will see me as a ghost every night, because I will haunt you for the rest of your life. He said, seriously. And he passed away. I didn't go home. I still keep my music career. And because I miss him, I wait for him to appear as a ghost at my bedside every night. But although he promised, he hasn't appeared yet. I wonder why. He said himself he would appear, and now I want to see him, even he is a ghost. Because I miss him. It's welcome. His ghost is welcome. But he hasn't appeared yet. I wonder when he comes to my bedside, as he said. So, come to think of it, thing called parental fiction is all from my grandparents. To me, I received all of it from my grandparents. So I don't miss my parents at all. I haven't missed them at all, but it's funny that I really, really miss my grandparents so badly. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you come back soon here. I'm Hidemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hidemi Woods, on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.